Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2969. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, age, and death. We will review some men's room rules. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Taylor.
It's a clack. Jiggity John.
All right, here we go. New Hampshire man is enjoying life driving while smoking crack and while having karaoke sung to him.
Bam.
When you watch the eclipse while laying on your back in the middle of the road, you might lose a limb. Man tries to save deer's life. State of Pennsylvania fines him $800. Get it, bucks? British tourists in New Zealand so bad now known as the Idiots Deluxe. And Hawaii swimmers jump on a dead whale as sharks feed on it. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Let's go into Time Machine. When there was a time when people had pets simply because they wanted a pet. Now, more and more people have emotional support animals, which is another name for a pet. But if you call it an emotional support animal, you can get away with a little more, and your animal can be as ridiculous as ever, right? There's a guy in Pennsylvania. He has an emotional support alligator, and frankly, I do not know what kind of emotional distress one must suffer to need an alligator, but he has that condition, and he has one. Meanwhile, a guy in Tennessee, now he just has a pet dog, right? He has a pet dog for the same reason most people have pet dogs. Unfortunately, his dog accidentally sent his 38-foot RV flying into a lake, effectively destroying the vehicle. The guy, well, if he doesn't take it well, if he's really bothered by it, maybe he can get an emotional support alligator. Or perhaps he can get a different dog. That might be the case for a blind woman in England. Turns out people across the pond, as dumb as they are here, she was asked to get off of a bus. Now, what was the problem? Did her dog bite someone? Negative. Was the dog even barking? No. Anything? Nothing like that. The problem, and I swear to God, I'm not making this up, the problem was that the dog was black. Now, before you read into it too much, racism doesn't run that deep in England. It's just that a different passenger on the bus did not believe the guide dogs could be black. It was a black lab, not a golden lab, I swear to God. And therefore, she must be lying. Get the hell off of the bus. Look, people are stupid everywhere, and as a result of that, there's a lot of weird stories out there, stories we'd like to ask you about in the form of our random question. This is how it works. We ask you a question at complete random. After you give us your glorious answer, we will then share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show on the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All of it's all is and away we go. Welcome to show number 2969. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. As once again, we will review some men's room rules. The complete list of rules is available at our website, mensroomlive.com. All the rules that you've helped make throughout the years. And we have what I believe to be, and although we've talked about it numerous times, a glowing mission in the bathroom section of men's room rules. We're going to address that today. Okay, something great that we've talked about quite a bit around here. It's an unwritten rule, obviously, but we had a listener say that this happened to them at work, and they were seeking our advice, and we're going to put it into some men's room rules, because there is some great, as far as just the right way to act in a bathroom, the right way to act in a locker room, all that stuff. We have most of that stuff covered very thoroughly. But this is one of those things that needs to be addressed. So men's room rules coming up. Your guess is as good as mine. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We're getting up here in age, the categories. New rankings on the way you're most likely to die.
Oh, good.
So if you are, if you're here in the United States of America, there are 10 ways that you are going to die. There's also a bunch of stats on things that will not kill you.
That will not kill you.
Things that are at the bottom of the list. A hornet, bee, or wasp sting. 1 in 46,562. Even if you're allergic, chances are.
I just assumed if you aren't.
Yeah, getting attacked by a dog. 1 in 115,000. Didn't I read the story of a couple of dingoes that attacked a six-year-old in Australia?
His story. He was 1 in 1 million.
He is 1 in 115,000.
But do dingoes count? Like, at the point that you stop calling it a dog and call it a dingo, I'm like, I feel like we've upped the ante.
Plane crash. 1 in 188,000. Although
that's
I've been watching Air Disasters.
That show is addictive,
Have you watched the boat disasters, too? The
ship
that's great, too.
Is it really?
I just watched a ton of people die off the coast of Virginia the other night.
No.
Oh, yeah, big old tanker, man. They couldn't get out. It kind of just, they couldn't get the bow the bow up, man. It was sitting there, being covered in water, and eventually just flipped over and sank.
And how many people went down?
Oh, I don't know, 30.
Okay.
And three made it.
Three made
it. Wow. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those reading you're like, oh, God.
But see, the thing about a plane crash, it should say more like the odds of you being in a plane crash are the stat they give.
Yeah,
if you're in the plane crash, then your chances of survival go down exponentially, right?
Lightning, 1 in 218,000. Train accident, 1 in 243,000.
Well, you've been hit by lightning.
I have. But based on this, the safest way to travel is by train. Believe it or not. So we have the top 10 ways that you're more than likely to die. And then we have 10 simple things that you do that get harder with age.
Getting out of bed?
That might be on the list.
I mean, honestly,
you would be surprised at some of these basic things that just get harder as you get older. So those are the categories coming up as
doing an effective cartwheel.
Your guess
is as good as mine. It's not something you think about, but if you have kids, once they discover cartwheels and they want to know if you can do a cartwheel, you are still dumb enough to say, yeah, dude, I can do a cartwheel. And then it occurs to you, you have not attempted one in, say, 35 years. And this is what I discovered. No, I cannot do a cartwheel, and it's a bad idea when I try, and parts of me hurt.
Yeah, probably so. Also, today we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. Another round of profile. This, as this is a guaranteed future repeat without question.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of early holidays that come up. There's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mm-hmm. There's President's Day. We always take the Sunday off after the Monday off after the Super Bowl.
We know talking about commercials is exciting stuff. We just choose to skip that.
So we determined that if we do a really good show, hopefully one of these days we'll have a day off. That is not happening today. As ironically enough, there are more black people working today in this building than there are white people.
You are not kidding, man.
And you know what? I mean, in percentage-wise, like I walked in, and there's a very nice security lady, and she is always smiling, is always happy to see me, and she's got this look on her face like, not today. Not today.
Yeah.
Not today.
We had a quick conversation. But then her relief...
was also an African-American dude, and I looked at him, and he's looking at me like shaking his head like... Now, there are white security guards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
No, they're there now.
Oh, they are.
They are there now with the change of shift.
Okay.
Yes.
But damn, oh, man, I got on the elevator, and two black women got off, and I'm thinking to myself, what is going on this holiday of ours?
I realize how bad I am. I'm looking for something to eat. Most things are closed. End up going to 7-Eleven to get myself some questionable products to consume. And I'm thinking about, thanks, MLK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't think about this, did you?
Right, exactly.
Sure, do all of your marches and stuff. You didn't think about me being able to get food.
Yeah.
So today is the day that we do our random question. Let's just get on with this thing. 844-999-OLA.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Colleen. Random, welcome to the mentor.
I was going to say, do you think we'll even get any calls random, today? Hola. Colleen, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You have to work today?
I did.
Okay. And now you're off, I'm assuming?
I am.
Okay.
Nice.
That is cool. All right, let's go with this one. Colleen, if you could change your name, what would you change your name to? Like, you know, you're a kid, it just seemed like you might have had, like, a cooler name that you liked growing up, or I wish my parents would have named me this. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Something probably flamboyant and fantastic and jazzy, just so.
Well, like Zsa Zsa? I mean, like, what do you...
I was thinking about that.
I know you were, because it works with the name. Zsa Zsa Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Badass name, right?
I thought so. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
He's not joking, and this might surprise you. The wife at the time, I guess, didn't agree.
Okay. But well, Colleen, let me ask you this on the flip side. Based on people you've known in your life, all right, and people that you've liked and disliked, mostly disliked, what name would you never want your name to be? You know what I mean? It's like association. You just know someone, maybe you didn't get along with them, you can't stand them, whatever the deal is. Like, they would be the worst thing that could happen to you if you were named that name.
Especially for a woman. Because as a guy, we could just make the blanket statement of Adolf, right?
Well, I have to agree with you guys. Like, most girls' names that end in I's always seem to be the quote-unquote party girl. So I would definitely not want to be, like, a Brandy with an I.
All what right. about a Brandy with a Y?
Or a Y.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Brandy.
Jesus. Okay. Well, every Brandy I've ever met in my life has been very attractive.
They're attractive, but you're right. There is somehow the party girl thing, that, which for me is not a bad thing. Is it that you are just not a party girl? Like, are you a stay-at-home kind of person? Like, what about you is exciting?
That I'm awesome.
Are you a wizard in the bedroom? I mean, what is your forte? Can you cook? Do you work well? You're a manager at work? What do you do? Where are you successful?
I love being random and fun and spontaneous. My niece's birthday last week, I chased her down the driveway in a...
With a machete?
...T-Rex blow-up suit.
You chased her down the driveway in a T-Rex blow-up suit. How old... Did you say your nephew or your niece?
She just turned 9.
Okay. Now, did he find that enjoyable?
She.
Oh,
niece.
Yeah. I mean, the adults got a kick out of it.
Well, let me ask you the bigger question. Why do you have a blow-up T-Rex costume?
Why don't you?
You know what? That is a better question.
Every time I see him in a video, they make me laugh.
Yeah, but everybody's got him now. I see T-Rex do everything.
Has it jumped the shark?
I mean, I've seen him play golf.
I don't know if it's jumped the shark.
Go to festivals. It's jumped.
Okay. You know what I would do if I had an inflatable T-Rex costume? That's what I would take to the beach. So instead of like a life jacket, I would get an inflatable T-Rex and just float out there.
Couldn't you be like, any big character, like you have an inflatable Big Bird or an inflatable Bigfoot?
But I feel like the problem is,
or are you going to get shot?
But if you're a specific character, then you have to kind of play the role of the character. You know what I'm saying? If I dress like Elmo... It's funny for a little bit if I'm drinking beer.
There's
but
no 6-foot-4 Elmo.
There wasn't a 6-foot-4 T-Rex. I mean, listen, let's not split goddamn hairs, man.
All right, fair enough. All right, the reason we asked if you could change your name, what would you change it to? Do you guys ever think about wanted to change your name or something cool? Or
I mean, when you're a kid, of course, you think a different thing. But as an adult, I'm like, man, it's be happy with the name you've got.
I thought Luke was a cool name because of Star Wars. Like, Luke Skywalker.
No, because nobody liked him.
But at that time, I didn't know any different.
No, you still knew he was a candy ass. Like, right.
I couldn't be Boba Fett.
You could be Boba.
Boba Montgomery.
Han.
It's Boba Montgomery. What? Boba? Yeah, Boba. Boba.
Yeah, but people say, like, Fett. Like, do you know any other Boba?
No.
God, that is a stupid name.
That is a weird
one. If you don't say his last name, just what, Boba? Like, if I'm close. Boba.
Boba.
If I'm close Boba. To Boba Fett, so I just go by name, like, I know he'd be like, dude, call me Bo. Boba's stupid. What's your name, Boba?
Boba Fellows.
Right, think about Boba. It. Boba okay. Fellow. I am Boba Fett.
Hello. I would only change mine to something ridiculous.
Like what? I'd say take the blackest name you could think of.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be an athlete's name. Just whatever name.
Shaw Smith.
Yeah, or maybe just, you know, I'll just go by Mateo.
Mateo. There you go.
All right. Fair enough. Pretty pasty dude. Mateo.
You know, Pasty Mateo. That would be your nickname.
Yeah.
Reason we asked if you could change your name, what would you change it to? There's a subdivision in Cherry Hills Village, Colorado that's named Swastika Acres. It's had that name.
Just because you throw acres on the back of that does not make that sound like a cuddly place.
Would Heights be better?
Swastika, nah.
Terrace?
Swastika Terrace is not a place you want to visit.
Okay. No.
Anybody. Unless you're in, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood.
It's had that
but
name.
That'd be like the Aryan Brotherhood. Mm-hmm.
It's been named that for 111 years, back when the swastika was a symbol of luck before the Nazis ruined it. And even though the name isn't on any signs or anything, it's still on a lot of people's deeds. But now, finally, the city council has decided it's time to get rid of that name. And they think they'll be able to get the approval of the residents.
You think so? You think? Okay, I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. And make it happen sometime next year. So go change the name of Swastika Acres.
There's a former NBA star that lives there. And he had, right, so he moved, because the area is very nice. It's very affluent. They don't call it Swastika Hill. They call it something else, you know, like, I don't know, Cherry Lavender or whatever dumb name you give to
it. Cherry Hills Village.
Right? So it's right. So that's what people think, and it's not until you get through the nitty-gritty and honestly look at your deed or something like that where you see Swastika Hills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Random.
No way to put a positive spin. Random. Hello, Charles. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola. All right, Charles.
Oh, wait.
What happened?
It says Star Wars fans have had it wrong for decades. As far as Boba Fett, they're like, just change it to Bob. Middle initial A, Fett.
Bob A. Fett.
Yes.
Oh, Bobby Fett.
Bobby?
Yeah, Bob Fett, you know.
Let's see here. Okay. All right, let's go with this one. Since we're talking about names, does your car have a name? Or have you ever had an automobile that you had that you gave a name to?
The current car does not have a name, but my first car was a 1999 Ford Taurus. It was white, and I named her Pearl.
You named the car Pearl. How long did you have Pearl?
Oh, I had Pearl for, like a year and a half before I picked up the Dark Knight.
Oh, the Dark Knight.
All right.
What kind of car was the Dark Knight?
That was my 99 Ford Ranger, and that was like a midnight blue.
Okay. And what are you driving now?
I'm driving a 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage.
Well, you bought a brand new car. Why didn't you give that a name?
Because it's brand new. I feel it for whatever reason.
I'm not. I don't know. I haven't had enough time with it. You know, it needs to mean something to me.
Okay. It sounds like a nice ride, 2018.
I'm talking to you guys on my hands-free Bluetooth. So that's something I've never gotten to experience before, I guess.
Okay. Does it have the little bleeping thing in the window that lets you know if a car is beside you?
I can't get approved for that much credit. Don't give me your
all right. Well, the good news is, in the meantime, they have these crazy things called mirrors.
Yeah, you can always use those.
Exactly. People would use them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason we asked, does your car have a name? You might think it's strange to give your car a nickname, but apparently you're the weird one for not doing it. According to a new survey, 56% of people say they have named their car. Main inspiration for the name is a prominent feature of the car, like its color or the sound it makes, like the Dark Knight. Second most common inspiration, or Pearl.
Sure.
Second most common inspiration is something from pop culture. Survey also found that 40% of people regularly talk to their cars. And finally, two other things about intimacy we have with our cars. 23% of people say they felt guilty by cheating on their car by driving another one.
Now you're going to the world of insanity.
Come on. And the average person has sex in their car 3 times in the life of the car.
Okay, in the life of the car.
In their car, not with their car. Although, yeah.
That's, there you go. That's important. Maybe you'll feel guilty when everyone has a smart car. You know, when it goes,
you haven't driven me for a while, Dave.
That's one thing. But, like, your car does not know.
Now, hold on.
Who cares?
Did I not see in a commercial, man, the other day where I think it might have been, it was a Mercedes commercial, but I might have been half out of it. But is the, Siri or Alexa or whatever, you can talk to your Mercedes, I believe, and I think the name of the feature is Mercedes.
Then so like, it probably was a Mercedes.
Mercedes, turn on my windshield wiper, you know, and I
Whatever you want to do, like you just say it and it'll do it.
Like, man, listen.
That seems weird. Every time I ask Mercedes for something, I got to have like 20 singles.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. If you want me to give you a lap dance,
right. Now you're they covered
call,
in glitter.
They cost money, Ted. You've been here the last three Fridays.
Is it really that hard to hit the buttons in the car? I mean, look,
I don't know what
the remote controls have gone to just talk to your remote, which is stupid. Like, man, hit them. But like turning on the windshield wipers, I've never struggled to do that. They're generally conveniently located, right? So that you can, it's not like to put the buttons in the back of the car. Like, just drive your car.
It is cool to get into somebody's car who's got a new car. Because you're always like, wow, what is that? What does that thing do? Because, I mean, the technology.
And I don't know.
The car, like, there's no shifter. He just presses buttons. And I don't know why, but it irritates the hell out of me. Like, he doesn't shift anything.
Right.
You just press a button to go reverse.
Oh,
drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know if I'd like that, though.
Because I'm telling you, and he's like, you'll get egos. I got used to it. I'm like, I don't know, man. It just seems weird. There's nothing to actually.
I mean, I'm sure you get used to it. But even like some of the new dashes they have, where there's that big ass display because everyone has 8,000 goddamn things we plug into the car now. But to me, that seems more distracting than when you're just driving. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost muscle memory. You know where your radio is. You know where your lights are, windshield wiper. But with that display screen, I just feel like I'm going to look at that screen instead of the roads and make the determination of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which just, I don't know. Maybe I'm easily distracted, but I'm like, I don't know how great. It just seems like if you're driving and everything's about not driving distracted, you should stop putting video screens in the front of the car where people are driving.
Every once in a while, I'll get a car to go. And car to go, when it started out, it's a car share service. And the cars are parked on the street if you're listening in a different city. But either way, you just go up, you put in a code on your phone, it opens it up, you have an account, and you're either going to be charged by the minute, you can be charged by the hour, you can rent the car for a couple hours, all day, 24 hours, and rent for the weekend, or whatever. And it used to be those really tiny little smart cars.
Yeah.
And that was owned by Mercedes-Benz, and then they traded all those out for actual Mercedes. Now, they're not like the top-of-the-line Mercedes.
Of course not.
But they're like their nice little crossover-type SUVs, the smaller ones. They sit more like a car. And it has exactly what Ted's talking about. It's got like these bats. Like a thing you flip on the column, and that's how you shift gears. That's how you put the thing.
I've seen that a few times. That's weird.
Which is a little bit strange because you really got to watch what you're doing to make sure you don't put the car in reverse and just absolutely just shoot it back into the house.
I just don't know why. Every time he just hits the buttons, I'm like, that's weird.
By the way, you're talking about naming your car. This guy says, I also had a Ford Taurus. My name is Clint. My friends called it Clint's Taurus.
Clint's Taurus.
Yeah.
That's fair, Clint.
Oh, no. Clint's Taurus.
That is great.
The old man in the canoe. Clint's Taurus.
Jesus Christ. That's funny, Clint. That is funny. Can't deny that.
Random question, 844-999-OLAM. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, the categories will be things that get a little bit harder there with age and the way you're most likely to die. In the meantime, it is our random question. 844-999-OLAM.
Hello,
random,
Nate. Random, welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. What do we got for you? All right. This is going to require a little bit of creative thinking on your part, all right?
All right.
If you could steal one item from a grocery store, what would you go in there and take?
Oh, I think I'd want one of the, like, super nice flat-screen TVs in the electronics department. Gotta go big.
So you're gonna go full.
Are we saying a store that has all that or just a grocery store?
I would say grocery store or Costco, because you're right. If I'm at Costco, I'm with you. I'm grabbing the big ass TV. Yeah,
right. Like if I'm at Target or Freddy's, I can get that stuff. But if it's just a grocery store, it's like.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you want a TV if it's one of those bigger spots. What if it's just a grocery store that sells food? What item are you taking out of there?
I don't know. Maybe like a super nice frozen pizza or something. Maybe it's like DiGiorno.
All right, like a super nice one. Like you're talking $9, $8.
Cool, man. There's a seafood department.
Right, man.
I know. So you're not pounds of crab meat, man.
Not a family pack of ribeyes or, you know what I mean? You're not going to walk
DiGiorno.
Out four lobsters in your pants or anything like that.
Didn't even think about the meat department.
Yeah, see, that's where I think I'm going.
All right, we'll let you say it again, because, I mean, honest to God, man, that's even if I were a cop, I'd be like, son,
big-ass
put
brisket.
That pizza back and steal something else so that this is worth my time.
Before you pick again, I got to ask, like, have you not had a DiGiorno? Is this something we're working towards?
No, I just graduated college, so I guess my
thought
was...
Oh, all right. Ah. That's fair. That's fair, dude.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. The reason we asked...
Well, now he's going to pick something fancier.
Okay, go ahead. Pick something fancier.
Let's go with the ribeyes. I think that's the
All right. Okay. Now, if I'm a police officer, I say thank you, son, because before I pull out this paperwork, like, it needed to be something decent.
That's it. The reason we asked if you could steal one item from a grocery store, what would it be?
What are you taking? Ted and I, well, I'm definitely taking pounds of crab meat, preferably blue crab, but if they don't have it, I will take what they have. I love crab. In a former life, I still didn't get in the water and waited for someone to bring me crabs, but I love crab.
Is expensive.
I'm either stealing the bulk meat or stealing Alaskan king crab legs or whatever the most crab meat I can steal, I'm stealing it.
I think I'm going to just take the lobsters because they're alive. Because I think, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
They got the rubber bands on.
Yeah, they still have that?
Oh, yeah.
Some do, yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen that in forever.
There's a place, I won't even throw their name out there, but there's a pretty nice store near where I live, kind of near where I live. But they have the lobsters in the tank, man, and some days you debate it, then I'm like, you know what? I don't even like lobster. I don't really love lobster, but there's still something about the idea of just throwing that bitch in the water where it's like, thinking about it. But in the end, it's just to hurt you. So I'm going to go ahead and get something else.
Raise my ass if you could steal one item from a grocery store, what would it be? A man is
shopping cart
facing charges after police say he tried to steal.
For the record, this is my fantasy. Stealing from a grocery store, taking whatever I wanted.
Well, he was on your tip, Ted. He took a bunch of crab legs.
Oh, nice!
Crab meat.
Wait a minute, Miles, this is an old story. That guy's name is Jameis Winston.
No, this is not. Actually,
I know that.
This man's name is Arsenio Humphrey.
Arsenio Humphrey!
Police were dispatched to a grocery store in Susquehanna Township. I'm assuming that's Pennsylvania. Officers were there at 2:46 in the afternoon as a call came in of a reported retail theft in progress. Arsenio Humphrey, who is 29, was taken into custody after he was found putting crab legs down the front of his pants and leaving the store without paying for them. Police also discovered that Humphrey left his 3-year-old child unattended in the vehicle in the parking lot while he was in the store with the vehicle running and the doors not locked.
Jesus, man.
Child was released to a relative. The children and youth department was called about the incident. Humphrey, who was charged with retail theft and endangering the welfare of a child, was arraigned on his charges and then released.
In his defense, though, like if you're going to go in and just steal something, I maybe don't take the kid with you.
Urge people to do the wrong thing, but if you're going to do the wrong thing right. Right? Don't bring your kid with you if you're knowingly going to commit the crime.
Yeah, so say, like, that's generally all. I could see leaving a child, is a crime, but it's like, he was committing a crime. I think in this case, the child was better off not seeing that.
Okay,
little kids are the ones who be like, Daddy, are you going to tell him about the crab in your pants? Right? That's why you don't bring your little kid in there.
Now, question. All right, so he comes back in the store after the police get there. They take the Alaskan king crab. Let's say it's 4 or 5 pounds.
All right.
Out of his pants.
Yeah.
All right.
And you're allowed to take it home.
Taking it.
You're taking
it. It's in a shell.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking it, too. Except for the one inside.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the people that wouldn't take it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you're still going to. I'm going to still have some of Arsenio Humphrey's crab legs when I get home.
100%.
Okay.
And if you don't know this, clarified melted butter takes away everything bad.
There you go.
If there's anything on that meat, you just dunk it in butter.
Right.
You're good to go.
I didn't know crabs had hair. No, it's a pube from our boy Arsenio.
We should get you one of those nice little things they have at the expensive restaurants. It's like
where they light it?
Yeah, it's a tower, and then the little candle goes underneath it. It keeps the butter warm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, my friend's parents took me to a Ruth Chris once when I was like 18, and his sister got the lot. And like, when they did that, I'm like, holy cow. This is the nicest thing I have ever seen. Like, they're going to melt the butter right here.
They do.
I was
it
like,
right
what
there.
Are they doing? What's that? And they're like, it's going to melt. Like, no.
Come on.
Yes.
Who has thought of such a thing?
This place is so nice.
I mean, my thing is, I don't know. I feel like if you have melted butter on the table and then you keep it warm, no matter what the restaurant is, you can charge more for the meal.
Yeah.
Right? It could be McDonald's. Now it's melted butter. Like, oh, that burger's
made. They had a lobster roll for a while there in Boston.
At McDonald's?
Yeah.
Austin. Okay.
But when you go to a buffet that has crab legs and stuff and it has the melted butter, like, everything ends up in that butter.
Hell, man, if you can squirt butter, like, even if you go to the movie theater and they have that imitation.
Butter.
More of the random question coming up in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network. giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.